you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You'll all be high on tryptophan after two giant helpings of turkey, perhaps, mashed potatoes, I don't know, pecan pie, or pecan pie, pumpkin pie. I'm not sure. Everybody kind of has different variations on the Thanksgiving theme, but don't most of us have turkey and mashed potatoes? Then you go from there, maybe cranberries. I've heard some interesting things that people serve up. Speaking of being served up, General Petraeus, now not the head of the CIA, goes from 1 week resigning on a Friday to the next Friday testifying behind closed doors about what happened in Libya, Benghazi, where you had four people that were slaughtered, four Americans. And this happened at the end of September, as you all know. Well, beginning of September, really, because it was September 11th when it went down. Including the ambassador, Ambassador Stevens, who was a lifelong, you know, public servant. And the people in Libya really liked Stevens, and it was sad what happened with him, and sad what happened with everyone, frankly, that was caught up in that. You look at the pictures of Benghazi, and it's shocking. I mean, absolutely shocking. What else is happening is that rockets have been fired at Tel Aviv. That's right, Israel being attacked by the Palestinians there, or really Hamas, on the Gaza Strip. And they say in 2 years, 500 rockets have been lobbed the way of Israel. So it's not like they haven't been attacked by rockets before, but it's just that more are coming their way. And they're fighting back, and they've got troops on the border. So this could really explode. What happens if we do hit the edge of the world, and it's World War III? Because remember, a lot of, in fact, a big chunk of the artillery the Hamas people have has been supplied by Ahmadinejad in Iran. You know, he's like the little king who's maneuvering things around the chessboard, and he'd like nothing better than to blow Israel off the map. So, do we have Israel's back, or are we too far in debt and weary of what's happening in the Middle East, that it would be better to just keep our noses out of it? Ah, there's that lame duck Congress already swarming around me, and we've just begun on this hour of ATN. If you want to throw in your two cents, I think the Israel question is big. I know the Israel question is big, and it affects every single one of us, because guess what? If we do go to a third war, if we do get involved with Israel, if it does explode and becomes more than the back and forth of rockets and conversation that sounds like it's going to get nasty, then we're going to spend a whole bunch of money. And that's my money and your money. So we're funding this. The government is funded by us, the taxpayers, you and me. That means we are funding the war if we go to war. We did that with Iraq. We did that with Afghanistan. Are we doing it with Israel? Honestly, Ahmadinejad wants this to happen. Will it happen? I don't know. And the reason I say I don't know is because here's the thing. Ahmadinejad has a purpose, and the purpose, and he's dogged about it, is to get some nuclear weapons. The uranium enrichment is happening. That's not a joke. It's definitely out there. There are prints for it. It's definitely happening. It's known. It's a question of how ramped up he is and how serious Netanyahu is about, we can't let them have nukes. We'll blow it up if we have to. So in between, you have the Gaza Strip, and Hamas and Hezbollah are terrorist hornet's nests. That's what they are, nothing more than that. And they're right there gladly lobbing over missiles into Tel Aviv. Three people have been killed so far. You start to lose life, you start to have the people scared in Tel Aviv and in Israel, and then I think things are going to really start to happen. Linda is listening to us in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Hey, Linda, how are you?
I'm good. I'm baking for Thanksgiving and listening to the radio.
Oh, you're baking. What are you baking? Are you pumpkin pie, pecan pie? What are you making?
Fresh apple cookies, glazed fresh apple cookies.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Apple cookies. So is there icing on it or no? It's just apple.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. And no calories in it, right?
Oh, all right. No calories.
What do you think, Linda? What should we do with Israel?
Well, I think that I was just reflecting on some of the comments I've heard. You know, we cannot afford to be in a commitment with Israel on this conflict. I started wondering, when did the United States ever get involved in a war because we could afford it?
Yeah, never.
I don't think we ever have.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, we, and if we were to, I think that sometimes when we've been involved in a war, then we cut back on the doing of some other things that cost money, you know, while we're engaged in that, that in the past we have done that. During this Thanksgiving preparation time, there's been a serious death in the family of a friend of our daughter's.
Mm.
And she has just really done what friends do. You just set aside things that were your priorities and things to which you, you know, committed, you know, time and treasure. And she's being a friend when this friend has a crisis.
Yeah.
And I think that in the past, we have figured out ways to be a friend to Israel without necessarily being, in Tel Aviv.
Yeah.
Boots on the ground doing it.
Sure.
So I think that there are this idea that, you know, we could either fully committed or nothing. I don't think that those are the only two options. I think
all right. So you think we can be a little bit in if, and I'm saying if this is full on war. I'm not saying if it's where they're going back and forth like that has happened forever in Israel, let's face it, but I'm saying if it is full-on conflict and it becomes really what we would dub World War III, then this thing just explodes in all kinds of directions and changes. I think it's a game changer, and it could happen. It could because of what Iran is trying to do with nuclear weapons especially, and then going after Israel. Because you got to remember Ahmadinejad saying he'd like to see Israel just disappear and all the nasty things he said about Israel. That just has gotten under the skin of Netanyahu and everybody else governmentally wise in Israel. And I'll tell you, Linda, watching this, it is scary, but this is coming to a head for sure.
Well, Israel has been the bulwark of the
yeah.
Yep. Against Ahmadinejad.
Yep, yep.
And so we can support the bulwark against Ahmadinejad.
Yeah. Yeah, so you answer my question. Yeah, we got to, you have to be there for Israel. You have to be there for Israel. I completely agree. I love that you're making apple cookies. I think yes. That's awesome. Good for you. Sounds good.
Have a good holiday with your family.
All right, you too, Linda. Enjoy your family as well. Sounds like you did a great job with your daughter. There she is doing what, like you said, you do. You help your friends out. I hope that that situation is a little bit less painful for the family, but I can only imagine how difficult that is. Stay with us, everybody.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 15th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1718.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1761.03, 880.52 for a quarter ounce, or 440.26 for a quarter ounce. That's 1761.03, 880.52, and 440.26.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
About food there. Boy, those cookies sounded so good. The Pentagon is spending money. Well, what's new about that? But check this out. I happen to see a link to this story. The Pentagon is spending $1.5 million, I cannot make this stuff up, on beef jerky. Yes, indeed. Beef jerky. Yeah. It is a woo, I think. Don't you think it's a woo? So why are they spending the money on the beef jerky? Well, you know, the obvious thing is you think, well, what if maybe it's in the field or they experimenting with food?
Made from gold.
From gold. Yes. Everybody's turning to gold, including the Pentagon, to try to develop whatever it is they can. If it was made of gold, Charles in charge, it would cost a fortune. Are you kidding me? The reason for it is, and this was a story that was in the Washington Times, is the reason that they're doing that is to create, to take money, and they're talking about the $600 billion annual budget in the nation's defense. They broke it down, and it turns out that some of what that money is spent on is some of it's spent actually on cockamamie things. So they need somebody to go through with a fine-tooth comb and say, yeah, we don't really need to develop, this $300,000 spent on research of rare birds, or we need this special roll-up beef jerky, which is being funded by taking money out of a weapons program. Do we need that? $1.5 million?
It's weaponized. It's weaponized beef jerky.
Roll up. Like the roll-ups that kids have, the sweet little roll-ups. Oh, I like beef jerky, and that sounds terrible to me. So it wouldn't even be worth it.
It's like the gum in Mission Impossible, you know, the one that Tom Cruise put together, the green and the red side, and then it blew up.
Oh, yes. It is like that. That's a great analogy. So I would have to say they need to ditch the idea of the roll-ups. It doesn't work for me. And it doesn't work when they have reports and they have to report, oh, here's what we're doing with your taxpayer money. Because we would all veto that. If we were sitting around at the table and we had a chance to throw in our 2 cents on what we think they should use the money for, that would be the last thing that I would say, yeah, go ahead and let's do that beef jerky idea that we had when we were spitballing. Yeah, that's a good one. Why not? All right, how about this fiscal cliff stuff? Tomas in Michigan called earlier this week, and he said, you know what? We had a guest on who was saying there's no fiscal cliff. It's just the end of tax cuts. We got to pay more. That's what's going to happen. And Tomas agreed with that. So fiscal cliff was the scary, hairy word that was thrown out there. They could have thrown anything else out. Hey, Bush-era tax cuts are going to expire. But it is a fiscal cliff for some people, and the reason it is, and I agree that word is a big, fat buzzword to throw out there, because you got to think about this. When you say since 2003 you've had an extra, I don't know, $3,000 a year in your paychecks, you're going to feel a hit from that. I mean, come on, you're going to feel a hit. There's no question. Even if it's $80 a month, what can you do with $80 a month? Well, if you're Linda in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, you can probably make, I don't know, 25 dozen cookies with that. You can certainly fill up your tank with it at least twice. And that's the problem. It's when you start to break it down and you're really living paycheck to paycheck, it adds up. So that's why the Bush tax cuts have really pricked up people's ears. Then you got this tiny Tim Geithner, the Treasury Secretary, who actually has the power to leave the IRS income withholding tables unchanged, even if tax rates go up. But what's he going to do? I mean, this is the man that was spawned by Goldman Sachs. And he got the automatic withholding rate increasing from 28% from 25%. So if Geithner tells the IRS not to change the withholding tables, that would mean employers in January would not withhold any more money for income taxes than they do right now. What are the odds of any kind of a deal passing before 2013? I'm going to say slim to none. I don't think so. I think if they pass anything, it happens in the beginning of 2013, like everything else that we've seen in Washington. They'll just wait. That's what they'll do. They'll just wait. Okay, I'm going to stick on the money trail here in the government. The Federal Housing Administration has exhausted its reserves. I was going to say resources. What resources? Reserves. So what does that mean? It means that they have a capital cushion that went down to negative $16.3 billion at the end of 2012. And that's massive financial trouble. It means it may be forced to ask us to bail them out for the first time in their history. And that's a 78-year history. So are you ready to bail out the FHA? We're going to have to do it there, right? Because they backstop lenders if borrowers stop paying. Because can you imagine what a crisis that we would go into then? Last year, the FHA insured 16% of homes that were bought, up from 14.6%. But they don't have these reserves. They're in the hole. So what does that mean? It means that we're going to have to pony up, and we're going to get that question again. About, okay, bank's too big to fail, and here's what we backed up once, and are we going to back this next thing up? And this is just becoming way too common in the United States, isn't it? All right, if you were headed out to Walmart for Black Friday, check it out. The Walmart workers are planning a Black Friday walkout. So just remember that, because you might be disappointed if you go. The walkout is building on an October strike that started in L.A. and spread to stores in 12 cities. More than 100 workers joined what happened in October. So they plan to do it again. They plan to do a walkout because that would be one of the worst days. You know, Walmart has a workforce of $1.3 million. They expect about 1,000 protests at stores and online, but the strike would have an impact if workers from the supply centers actually were part of it, because that's more people, and that's the moving around of stuff, the merchandise, on what pretty much is the busiest shopping day of the year. But Walmart workers have been battling with management over pay, the typical thing, pay, benefits, and their ability to actually talk about it, to speak up. We'll see how broad that reaches, how many people jump in on this thing. And despite what you would have heard about the turnaround at the U.S. Postal Service, it's anything but turning around. If we rescue one set of people, do we then have to jump in and rescue another set of people? Meaning $15.9 billion loss. Who took a $15.9 billion hit? Well, that would be the U.S. Postal Service. Not good. Not good. In the past, they have politically appointed bipartisan board of governors that deferred compensation deals and incentive bonuses and all that kind of stuff. But this year's compensation increase came mostly in the form of pension plan earnings. And the money is so out of whack. It is. You know, the Postmaster General, Patrick Donahue, what do you think he earns for base pay? You want to hear what his base pay is? $276,840. His overall compensation, over half a million. Now, you know what you compare that to? So $512,000. You compare that with $384,229 in 2011. So he got a nice, chunky raise. I'm not saying he shouldn't get a raise. The guy started out making $4.76 an hour as a postal clerk, and now he's all the way at the top of the base. Woo! News next.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The Thanksgiving Christmas holidays are the biggest time for the movies besides the summer blockbusters. And especially big now because the Academy Awards will come up and they'll make announcements. And some of the movies you may see could be part of the nominated pictures, actors, actresses, that kind of stuff. So Skyfall is out. That's the latest James Bond. I saw that. I'd say thumbs up. I'd recommend it. But it's a long movie, so you have to have time and patience. Argo, I thought, was brilliant. And Ben Affleck directed that and also starred in it. It's very well done. Anyone in this audience would love that. Then you've got some of your teenage movies. And kids movies. There's some great animated movies that are out there. There's a lot of great animated right now to just rent. But the movies Great Escape during the holidays. My family traditionally, at some point when we're all together, we go and see a movie. We have done that since I was a kid. Last year we went to see The Descendants. The year before that, crazy Jennifer Aniston movie. I can't remember what it was. It was okay. But usually it's a comedy, and there wasn't a good comedy, I think, this last time around. So this certainly, our first one, is not a comedy, but if you have any teenagers at home, any grandchildren that are nearing the teenage, preteen, whatever, they most likely are into perhaps these vampires that you see in the Twilight series. This is it. This is supposedly the end of it. It's Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2, and this is what it would really sound like if we were giving you the honest truth about this movie.
Based on the terrible books from one of the authors of all time comes a movie adaptation for teenage girls who aren't smart enough for the Hunger Games. You'll be on the edge of your seat as voiceover describes everything.
I would miss my harebrained mother. I used to spend 2 weeks there almost every summer. My first day at a new school.
Kind of like a book, actually.
My dad's Charlie.
This catatonic teenager will fall for the world's gayest vampire. A film that teaches young girls that the only thing that matters is finding a man. A 100-year-old man.
So how long have you been like this?
Since 1918.
But don't worry, it's not pedophilia, because he looks 17. Together, they will have the romance of a lifetime. Expressed entirely in stares. And even more stares. A love challenged by the fact that he might accidentally fuck her to death. This special effect. And her inability to pour ketchup. A film that conditioned a generation of girls to think that love is keeping tabs on each other every waking moment.
Did you follow me?
I feel protective of you.
And even non-waking moments.
I like watching you sleep.
Do you do that a lot?
Just the past couple of months.
I know this looks creepy, but it's really romantic in the movie. I promise. Starring Vanilla, Shovelface, and Troy Polamalu. Twilight, it's just a metaphor for abstinence. Seriously, look it up.
All right. It's not a great movie, but teenagers like it. Come on now. So it's Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2, and you have Taylor Lautner, who's a big heartthrob, cute young guy. Robert Pattinson, he's the other star, the other vampire in this. And then you've got the female lead, Kristen Stewart. And this is it. I think this is the end of the whole vampire Twilight deal. Now, here's the thing. In this country, when a movie's produced and it hits a niche and it really takes off, there's going to be another one. And there's going to be another one after that. They're going to ride that as much as they can to the box office. Seriously. All right, here's a movie that I want to see. I've heard great things about it since I'm a huge history fan. So many of you are history people, too. That's why you're all passionate about what's happening in this last election and what's going on in Washington, because you like to read about previous presidents, previous administrations, amazing times in our history. And Lincoln is always so debatable. What you have read about Lincoln, looking back at the chunk of history on Lincoln, and this movie by Steven Spielberg really looks, I think, to the inner soul of the former president, or what we think would be the inner soul based on writings and whatnot. And Daniel Day-Lewis brilliantly plays the lead character of the president. Take a listen to this little snippet.
Can we choose to be born? Are we fitted to the times we're born into? We begin with equality. That's the origin, isn't it? That's justice.
See, we've shown that a people can endure awful sacrifice and yet cohere.
Shall we stop this bleeding?
Abolishing slavery settles the fate for millions now in bondage and unborn millions to come.
Either the amendment or this Confederate peace you cannot have both.
No one's loved as much as you by the people. Don't
release that power.
How many hundreds of thousands have died during your administration?
We must cure ourselves of slavery. This amendment is that cure.
God help us. For trapping you in a marriage that's only ever given you grief.
The fate of human dignity is in our hands. Blood's been spilled to afford us this moment. Now, now, now.
All right, so there it is. You could hear all the drama in that. Playing Mrs. Lincoln, Sally Field. How about it? Interesting there. 10-year difference between Daniel Day-Lewis and Sally Field. Sally Field is 10 years older than him in the real-life marriage of Lincoln. Mary Todd Lincoln was 10 years younger than the president. We move from that one to Anna Karenina. Take a listen to this slice of history.
You're waiting to fall in love.
Sometimes I doubt that it even exists.
Cinemas. All right, Anna Karenina, about the book, if you ever read the book, in high school, I think, is the first time I probably read that. It's, you know, actually, to be honest with you, it is a depressing, it's a depressing book. But it's a piece of iconic literature, right? And it's adapted from Tolstoy's novel about the about love, and I guess the question of happiness and marriage and challenges and all of that kind of stuff. And this movie was produced with a got slapped with an R rating, but the people in this movie, Keira Knightley is Anna Karenina, Jude Law is in the movie. And the cast is pretty stellar. I'm not sure. This might be a better rental. I don't know if I would go and see it on the big screen. It might be a better rental.
It's also a tongue twister.
It is. Anna Karenina. Can you say that 5 times fast? Okay, this movie, because, I grew up outside of Philadelphia, and there's a little bit of a Philly flavor to this, and a funny ending. I like stories that, even if it's cheesy, that give us the beginning, the drama, some juicy middle, something that we can get invested in the characters, and then give us the happy ending. I don't want to leave the theater sad, not really, unless it's just a great movie. So this is called Silver Linings Playbook.
Let me just break it down for you. The whole time you're rooting for this Hemingway guy to survive the war and to be with the woman that he loves.
4 o'clock in the morning.
Can't somebody say, hey, let's have a good ending to the story? I can't apologize. You know what I will do? I will apologize on behalf of Ernest Hemingway, because that's who's to blame here.
Yeah, have Ernest Hemingway call us and apologize to us, too.
What are you going to do with yourself?
I'm getting trim, getting really fit for Nikki.
Patrick, she left. She's gone.
Doc, I have one incident. I come home from work. I see my wife's in the shower. I pull the curtain back. So, yeah, I snapped.
Hey, Tiffany. This is Pat.
You look nice.
Thank you.
I'm not flirting with you.
I didn't think you were.
Look, I think you're really pretty, but I'm married, okay?
So am I.
No, that's confusing. He's dead.
All right, stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, I think you're going to enjoy this conversation talking about where we headed when it comes to the question of the afterlife. What happens after death? A lot of people avoid that. We explore it next here on America Tonight.
Who
wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's GMO-free with no hydrogenated oils and has a 25-year shelf life. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Wow, it's interesting. It's a subject that people are curious about and people are afraid of, and that's what happens at death. What about life after death? In fact, there's even a movie out that Tom Hanks is in now, and it talks about, well, it doesn't talk about, but it's about past lives. And now more people are kind of examining that question. Waiting in the wings, ready to talk to us, is Linda Hoy. She's a British writer currently touring the U.S., and she's talking about the fact that the war between science and spirituality actually might be over. Wow, that is huge news. And Linda, the first thing I have to ask you is, why do you think that that war between science and spirituality could be ended? Why? What are you seeing that you feel that way?
I think there's so much going on in science nowadays. I mean, one of the things is that scientists are now saying there are other dimensions out there. And lots of, you know, spiritual and religious leaders have been saying for centuries, yes, there's other stuff out there. Scientists are also saying, you know, like death is not the end. Consciousness may well exist outside the human brain. And one of the other things that's happening, of course, is that lots of people are reporting this kind of near-death experience. At one time, this was rare, you know, like for somebody to go to the very brink of death and then be brought back. Nowadays, this is happening more often, and that's partly because of improved medical technologies, but also, as I've been writing about you know, my new book, The Effect, I've been talking about the fact that so many people have cell phones. And if you have a cell phone, then, you know, there's a good chance if you have a heart attack or a stroke, you can get taken into hospital, you know, if you and you can come round and you can be, you can come back and be sitting up in bed with a cup of coffee telling all your friends and relatives what it's like. And this is what's happening with so many people nowadays.
Boy, yeah, that's true. I've heard about that. You know, it's like, it's that thing about where people talk about even seeing the light. Did a lot of people tell you about seeing a light,
that's
that whole
right.
effect of that?
That's right, yes. And what's so strange is that people are kind of reporting very similar experiences. They talk about the light. They talk about being kind of enfolded with love, feelings of, you know, things of peace and harmony. They talk about having a kind of resume of their life as though, yes, there is some kind of purpose in their life and they've been somehow held open to account what they've done with their life. They're also talking about seeing straight away like relatives who've gone before, friends or people who are close to them, somebody who kind of comes out to greet them. This seems to happen over and over again. But also, these kind of experiences, people report feeling reassured. You know, if you or I met one of our dead relatives, you know, down the road one night, we might start feeling a bit scary. But people say, oh, no, we felt reassured and this was all peaceful and, you know, we felt feelings of love and happiness. And this seems to happen with about 15% of people who've had some kind of, you know, near-death experience.
Do you think that people have some sort of ability inside them to predict future events or to, you know, people talk about gut feelings. Is that what it is, to sense what's going to happen?
Yeah. Well, I'm somebody who, you know, this often happens to me that I, you know, I dream about things that then go on to happen, or I'm just thinking about a friend that then comes on to phone me. You know, like, I think, and a lot of people have this experience. And over the last, you know, few decades, scientists have been saying, oh, no, you think about all people all the time, and you forget the time when you're thinking about somebody and they don't phone. And we've had this kind of notion that the world's divided into, you know, those of us who are gullible and a bit stupid and not quite the full deck and, you know, superstitious and who have this kind of stuff we talk about, and scientists who are sensible and rational and educated and intelligent, and there's a kind of dividing line between the two. Whereas what in fact happens is that if you've had this kind of experience, you just know. And, you know, like it never leaves you. You remember it forever. And people, some people just have never had that kind of experience. And so, of course, they assume it doesn't happen and it can't happen. It's like falling in love, you know. If it's never happened to you, you say, well, what a load of rubbish.
You
might have heard the psychos. Go on.
Yeah. Do you think that people... I don't know, some people want to talk about it, want to explore it, and then other people are afraid to talk about death. But do you think it's healthier to have more conversations about what may happen and what we see and things we've heard?
You know, it's the most important. Like, what happens after we die is the world's most important question, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, like, and there's millions of pounds being spent on things like research for cosmetics or military hardware or whatever, and how much money's being spent on researching what happens when we die. You know, you try and get funding for some kind of research for that. But that's what we want to know. And nowadays, there's so much more technology. There's so much more, you know, possibilities for finding things out. There's so much more international cooperation between scientists, or the potential for that. And that's what I've been writing about in The Effect, really, because I think that, you know, the time has come when ordinary people's voices just need to be heard. You know, we've been told to shut up for too long, I think.
Yeah, and for you, when you were doing this and doing all this research and whatnot. What was the most fascinating thing that you found out?
I think, to be honest, the notion that, you know, we can't, that life goes on. I think that was most important, because I think if everybody knew that was a real serious possibility, that would, with so many people, just change the way that they live their lives. You know, the idea that there are other dimensions out there is also really important. You know, scientists are now spending billions of pounds for these dimensions. And lots of us have been saying for years, you know, there is something out there. We know there is. And then we've been told we've been stupid. And it's a load of nonsense.
Yeah, it's just a question of can you make that leap? And, I mean, what is it? It's funny that somebody sent me this question. I was thinking about this growing up in Philadelphia. But, you know, you could relate to the people in Philadelphia, because there were a lot of Quakers founded by William Penn.
That's
so
right.
How do you
That's
become right. this staunch atheist to question disbelief, and then this whole, and then think of the Quaker background? Wow, that's confusing.
Yeah.
So what happened?
Well, I was I describe myself not just as an atheist, but a born again, you know, fundamentalist, evangelical atheist, you know. And then weird stuff started happening to me, you know. I kept dreaming about things that went on to happen. I was writing a book about angel, and there were all so many coincidences about angels in my life that it was just scary. Like, I mean, one of the other things is synchronicity that occurs. You know, you kind of get on one tack and then other stuff starts happening to you. You know, I'm sure lots of your listeners will have had experience of this that, you know, they can talk about, relate to. And at first that's scary, because if you're going to say, well, actually, you know, the way I saw myself was wrong and I've got to rethink, everybody finds that scary. You know, we all want to stick with where we feel safe and the way that people always knew us. We don't want to have to turn around and say, actually, I'm somebody else now. The person I was yesterday, you know, doesn't exist any longer. It's easier just to kind of pretend things haven't really happened.
Boy, that's true. And, you know, see, I think this is, we've kind of answered that question. Why, you know, what happens after we die, and why, for some reason, is it such a sensitive thing? It's because of the fear. It's because of the fear and because of different beliefs that people hang on to. I think
that's right. You know, you sort of build up a notion of who you are as a person, and it takes an enormous amount of courage, you know, to challenge that. In the effect that I write about, you know, the notion of creativity, and actually, why is it that some people are creative? Why do that? Why are they prepared to explore new ideas? And that often involves not being too scared about what other people are going to think about you. You know, I remember thinking to myself, God, you know, like, what if I said to me, you know, what would my friends say? You know, how would I dare tell people that? And, you know, it just takes all the courage to change your attitude.
Yeah, I agree. I love the exploration. I hope a lot of people start to open up to the concept of, hey, live your life and think about what could be next and how wonderful it could be. The effect, you can pick it up, Amazon.com, or, of course, BarnesandNoble.com as well. Thanks so much for coming on the show, Linda.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for long and healthy life.